young, inexperienced quarterbacks, are you more likely to disguise things than you would, say, with a more experienced guy who wouldn't be apt?
It's a good question. I think at times, you know, when you look at their type of scheme, they're a quick tempo team. They get up to the ball a lot. If you look at their play count per game, they've had some games where they've had 85, 87, 80 snaps in games thus far this year. So they're moving pretty quickly. So you have to be careful in terms of disguising when you play teams like that. So, you know, if you had a team that was going to have an experienced quarterback and we're going to have a young player in there, sometimes it plays to your advantage.
What are the complications of that, though? I mean, when you do face a guy who you don't have very much video on, you did it last year with Luck and Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, advantage defense or advantage quarterback?
You know, I'll tell you after the game. I think the advantage is that you know that things are generally not going to be overly complicated when you play a young player. I thought he did a heck of a job orchestrating the game plan that they gave him yesterday against Cincinnati. Took the ball right down the field in the opening drive, was comfortable. His first third down pass of the game was a deep throw. Put it right on the money for about a 40-yard gain. You know, so they weren't exactly being conservative with him early on. He ran a quarterback draw for a touchdown down in the red zone. They did some things with him that they had been doing right along. So, you know, I don't think that their style changed a lot. This is a team that does an outstanding job of running the football. And, you know, I can't compliment them enough in terms of what they're doing right now with the two fine running backs that they have. That's where their bread and butter is. They're going to be a team that yesterday made some shot plays down the field in the pass game, late in the game, that got them back into it and tied it. But really, the reason they've been in every ball game they've played is because they can run the football very effectively.
Kevin, Coach Philbin said that he's not happy with the amount of big plays, explosive plays that defense has given up. And I got the feeling that it was in the pass game. I'm not sure if that's right or not. What have you seen, and what can you do to prevent that?
You know, we need to do a better job. You know, we set that as a primary goal going into the season. Last week, we had four explosive plays. At one, the first plus 20-yard run we've given up in the entire season was last week, and it was in a defense that we just didn't fit the run correctly, and we should have really was a play that was to our advantage where they ran the ball and how they did it, and yet the ball popped out and they gained 28 yards on it. We got to get that corrected, and I think we have. There were three passes, big passes, in that game the other day, 40-yard plus. Two of those came after a completion of about 6 yards on the first one. We missed a tackle, and the guy ran for another 30-some-odd yards. There was another one on the over route where we were in great position, looked like we were going to intercept the ball, and we didn't make the play on the ball at that point. So I'm as concerned or more concerned than Coach is about the big plays, but you got to analyze how they're happening. And sometimes if they're happening with just balls being thrown vertically down the field, then you have some issues in terms of the matchups. We haven't really had those major problems thus far this year, and I think we're just going to have to just make more plays on the ball, create more pressure on the quarterback, and hopefully we'll see those things diminish quite a bit.
Kevin, as far as your defensive identity, I think you're a big play defense. Other people say bend but don't break.
Yeah, I hate that term.
Do you?
I got to be honest with you.
I was going to ask which is closer to the truth and what do you want?
No, we've been an aggressive team. You know, we're not satisfied with the way we've played through five games. We've been, I think I mentioned it last week, we've been inconsistent. There's been flashes of very good play, individual play, but collectively we haven't had a game where we've come out and just flat played from start to finish the way we're capable of. And we're working hard. The players are working hard. I really believe it's going to start to come. We've got two good players, and I think we trust our scheme and what we're doing. We have an aggressive scheme. We have an attacking scheme. That's why I'm not joking when I say to you that I don't like that term, because although in games it's looked that way this year because we haven't had the three and out consistency or the big play consistency defensively that I believe we can have and hopefully will have here soon as we go forward. But we want to get after people. We want to create turnovers. We want to be dictating the tempo of the game, and that's what we plan to do from here on out.
What does bend but don't break tell you? I mean, what is it? So
that means that we've given up a lot of yards, which we have in some games. We still have played fairly decently in the red zone, although not to the level that we did a year ago. But I think we're not having major problems there. We haven't played good in the beginning of games, nor in the beginning of the second half. I think Coach may have alluded to that. We've got to start the game better by creating field position and setting a tempo with the game. The other game, for example, last week, like I said, we had them 3rd and 6. We had a good. What we thought was a good call, they threw it right to where we wanted them to. They were short of the sticks, even with the completion. We just make the tackle, we're off the field 3 and out, and the crowd is into it, and we're feeling great about ourselves. They break it out, they get a couple more yards, they kick a field goal, we're losing 3-0. So your whole mindset kind of starts the game out in a feeling of, hey, we just didn't accomplish what we wanted to do to set out, and then you're kind of digging your way back into it.
Well, so follow that up with, like,
well, the yards, the bottom line, as far as we're concerned, is points. How many points do you give up? We've given up big points in one game against New Orleans, and, we didn't play particularly well, and there were a lot of different factors in that game that, I don't want to get into now. But we all the other games, we're playing at the level where if you keep the points in that area, you're going to have a chance to win, which is obvious. And that's the same thing that the Buffalo Bills are doing right now. You look at every single one of their games and see how tight those games have been. Here going to overtime last week against Cincinnati. The Cleveland game is as nip and tuck a game as there can be. They return a punt for a touchdown, and at the end they intercept the pass for a touchdown. I think the end of the game, the spread was, 13 points or something? I don't remember exactly, but it looked like Cleveland dominated the game. They did not. They were down at halftime. It was one of those kind of games. They lose by 2 to New England in the opening game of the season. So this team, I think, has done exceptionally well, staying in games, competing in games, and we're going to have to play a great game on defense because they're very good on defense as well.
Was there any concern that might carry over into the season, and how do you think he's played this year?
No, it really wasn't a concern. Randy's a pro, and, there's certain business aspects of the game that, the longer you're in it, the more it's not that you accept it. Obviously, you want everybody here, but yet there's things that you can't control. And some of the times, certain issues come up with players that the way the league is structured allows them to do certain things and allows management to do certain things as well. And as a coach, you just learn to live with it. You try to encourage the guys here because you want the camaraderie, you want the chemistry, you want the player developing. But Randy's come back. He's an ultimate pro, works his tail off. He's a leader. He's a quiet leader of our defense. And I think all the players respect him, and as we do as coaches. Yeah, well, I asked him today if he knew how to put his pads back on. Did somebody have to teach him to, seems like it's been a long time since he's been out here with us. But, he has stayed up with everything mentally. He's a sharp guy that way. He's anxious to get back and start to participate again. I think it's been hard on him not being able to do that. But yet he certainly, he will provide us with a big boost if we can get him back in the lineup as quickly as we can. And we're going to have to determine how much we're going to be able to use him here as we move forward.